نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم. أعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له في الخلق والأمر، ونشهد أن سيدنا مولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، first of all we thank Allah Jalla Majduhu who has enabled us in this day and age to remember Him, or at least trying to remember Him, and to seek His infinite pleasure. While the majority of people have misled themselves or by shaitan or by other people, and we are also in danger all the time. No one except the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, the prophets of Allah, the messengers, are saved or have been guaranteed that they will leave or depart this world with Iman. But on the other hand, the Anbiya, the prophets and messengers, they were also very much fearful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because they knew more about Allah than other people. The more you know about someone, the more you become aware of their capabilities and their qualities, and also compassion and other qualities. Today I would like to comment on the seven stages of laziness, you can say, or forgetfulness, you may say, which the mashayikh, which the spiritual master and the science, masters of the science of the path, they have mentioned. Because I see that many of you and other people who begin the journey, which is the spiritual journey to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is not physical, it is spiritual. In that, many people become lazy, and sometimes it results in spiritual death. So although you don't need to know the terminology, it is for the Messiah actually. But in order to, maybe you can and I can also benefit from it, and then I can try to avoid it. Do not focus on anything else. With the heart focused on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, praying to Him that He may benefit you. Or look at the speaker, it is Sunnah. In Jummah khutbah, remember, many people sit there with their head down. In Jummah khutbah, it is the adab, the etiquette is that one should look at the person giving khutbah, because he is speaking to you. So whenever any speech, sermon, either you should not perform zikr, it is the adab, and also focus fully on what's being said in order to benefit. One of our, once I was sitting and with my eyes closed in a majlis and walat. The Mahashaya said, actually, that do open your eyes because I am addressing you and I don't know where you are. Spiritually, he said that even if you are in the first heaven, second heaven, still you are not going to benefit from me if you don't focus on me. This is for something to do when you are alone. So, isliye jo hai yahi, attend fully attention. A person who travels means that he wants to come close to Allah or he wants to become successful forever and ever, forever and ever. And he don't want to become a puppet and a slave of his desires or the shaitan or the devils and evil people who want to become really independent of creation and dependent on the one only. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, ضرب الله مثلا رجلا فيه شركاء متشاكسون رجلا سلم الجنه هل يستويان مثلا. For one person, in another verse, in another part of the Quran, also similar examples are being quoted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That one person has one master and the other has several masters. Who is better? Who is in a better position? Who is in a comfortable position? And who can really fulfill the wish of his master? The one who is slave of several masters, he won't be able to fulfill any one of them. Or command, or follow the commands of any one of them. One will say, get me a drink. The other will say, go to the marquee to get something. Because that person has become slave. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that who is better? The one who is slave of one only, that the master says, do this. And he fully focused can just do this and indulge in it. And he can make him happy. He can please him. When you have two masters, several masters, you cannot make them happy. Many people set on their path, they want to make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy, they want to make shaitan happy as well, following him as well to some extent, and they want to make their nafs happy as well, their own self. Little bit of flavor of the desire, little followers of shaitan, and also somehow to do some worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now that is very wrong approach. So when it is said that slave of one or slave of several, this is an example, but in reality also it is said. One person who is slave of his nafs, he claims to be slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he submits to shaitan as well. What is the sign of the person who submits to shaitan? If you follow anything against the command of Allah and His Messenger, whoever he person is inviting you, in whichever form, you are following shaitan. Somehow that it will link up and it will, the source will be shaitan. So some people have several masters at one time. And then after all, a person who becomes slave of his desire, he has unlimited masters. Desires are unlimited. There is no end. So who will he make that? And then some people become slave of family matters. Like when, for example, time of marriage comes, many people ask me, well, also they do, I don't want to do anything wrong. If the family members, my aunt has come from London or from Bangladesh, or my that uncle is saying that he should do this. Why are they confused? When they have said, La ilaha illallah, that our master is one.
And how we are going to follow Brother Master, we will look at the example of the Messenger of Allah, like he followed Allah. And he did not bow down to any evil force. So Prophet ﷺ is not only an example of way of life, but he, the prime example is La ilaha illallah. Now Muhammad Rasulullah is saying that this, look, how to submit to me and how to believe in me, look at Muhammad Rasulullah. That's how he should be. Family came, uncle who loved him so much. Family, tribe, other people, all the people. And Rasulullah said, even if you put sun on my right hand and moon on the left hand, I'm going to give up the command of Allah. That was not command of Allah. And similarly, every command of Allah is valuable. Because it is the command of the Master. So a person who has made his desires his God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has unlimited gods. He has unlimited masters. He won't be able to satisfy anyone. Know himself. Some people, as I said, come slaves of family, some have become slaves of society on a whole. Now this trend is going on. I want to follow this fashion. I want to follow this lifestyle. They are also slaves of the society, slaves of the going trend. It is the sign of weakfulness. It is a meanfulness and lowliness that a person who claims to follow Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with one non-Muslim looking at him or just society looking at him. Because all other people are doing this, I look hard. That's not the way to see. If all other people become donkey and you are a human being, and you should say that I could also become donkey, I'm looking hard. No. But it's far worse than actually becoming donkey of shaitan. When shaitan guides you and me by just showing that how to make people happy. And all their life people are, and then people become slaves of people, masters, all society, the systems become their slaves. So they're always in agony, minds are dispersed, I cannot make him happy, I cannot. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, is it easy to make all of them happy? Or is it easy to make one happy? Logically, only we can make one happy. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, make me happy and please me and follow me and I will make you independent of all others. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that even the creation of heavens and earth, the jinn and human beings and angels get together to harm one person, they cannot but only accept by the will of Allah. When Allah wants, He will be tapped to the harm. And if He doesn't, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that if they want to benefit a person, and if Allah does not want, all people get together, technology gets, the money is there, the wealth is there, the luxuries are there, people are there, armies are there. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not want, that person cannot, they cannot actually benefit. He will be deprived. So a person, a human being, and a Muslim should be wise. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that shirk, why it is hateful, that a person is submitting to powers which were created to serve you. You are supposed to be master of the nature, of the other things which you see here and there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, سَخَّرَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. I have made subservient to you, مَسَخَّرَ, everything in the heavens and earth for you human beings. You are the master. Don't bow down to angels or human beings or anyone with the intention that they can cause harm and benefit without the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or worship. And Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the second part of the Quran, that is the primal example. That is why we say, to the Christian, that if you say Jesus is Son of God, all people have excused that Jesus could have done this because he was Son of God. The argument comes, if an angel comes and he doesn't need to eat, he doesn't need to drink. So if Jesus has suffered so much, or he died on the cross, because he was Son of God, so he could have done it. For example, we say to them that okay, he had this, he's suffering, he resisted the power because he was Son of a very strong person. Now we are human beings, how can we follow him? We can, if a person, angel comes and he says, I can go in 1 second as you do the first heaven, and now you should follow my example. We can only say, you are an angel, then we have other things, we have to eat, we have to drink, we have to marry, we have other needs as well. We can follow a person who is a human being, who has dealings like us, who has needs like us. So that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلْ لَوْ كَانَ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَلَائِكَةُ يَمْشُونَ. The non-Muslims said after Rasulullah's time that if Allah wanted, لَوْ شَاءَ رَبُّنَا لَأَنزَلَ مَلَائِكَةً. If Allah willed, He would have sent angels on us. Why would He send a person like you? To the prophets, they said. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلْ لَوْ كَانَ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَلَائِكَةً. If the earth was only dwelled with angels, if only angels inhabited the earth, لَوْ كَانَ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَلَائِكَةٌ يَمْشُونَ مُطْمَئِنِّينَ لَنَزَّلْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَلَكًا رَسُولًا. Then I would have sent an angel as a messenger, as a prophet, amongst the Malaika. But you are human being, that is why I sent a human being. So we say to the Christian brothers and the community that to human beings to follow, we cannot follow Son of God. He cannot be an example for us. Because the example, it should be a human being. If you say Son of God does not need anything. If you say this is Son of God, also God, we believe, He does not need eating, He does not need drinking, He does not need anything. And He was just other feelings He did not have. What He was pretending to be. If He did not have and He was pretending to be, still actually that He is not good. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent all the prophets and messengers as human beings only. They were, but they were superhuman beings in the spiritual sense that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent them. That is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ. I am a human being, a bashar, like you. يُوحَى إِلَيَّ أَنَّمَا إِلَهُ. Difference is that God has selected me, God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals on me, and I am only similar to you from the point of view that I am human being. Everything else is actually different. So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was superior in everything else. But yet no one can say that he was an angel. He was a jinn. He was other than human being. He was a human being. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying. So Allah Jalla Majduhu is saying that if you look at this, your masters. Up to now, you are 15 years old, 20 years old, 30 years old. Up to now, you tried your own way to make everyone happy. So have you been successful? Is everyone happy with you? No, they will never. Yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I once you fulfill what I have said, then you try only. You reach or not, that's a different matter. But you try only, make intention, I am happy with you. Then all creation comes on one side, you are on one side, I am happy with you. You don't need, you need to, whatever your needs are, I will fulfill. The needs are only not of this world here. The needs of hereafter, the spiritual need, the physical need, all other kinds of needs. This is only a temporal phase. Some of the scholars, they give an example of those people especially who are on a journey to make everyone happy. So a Muslim, a righteous person, he behaves well with people, not to make them happy as people, but he makes them happy because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned to him that yes, you should keep my people and you should not behave illfully with them. And be with good morals and character. So he is following Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, for the creation he is not doing. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also. A Jewish boy, this comes in the hadith, Sahih Bukhari. A Jewish boy who used to come and sit in the majlis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When many days, some days passed and Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not show him, he said, inquired about that a boy used to come. Where is he? I have not seen him. The companion said that Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he has fallen ill. He is ill. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to visit. Now this is a great example for the people who claim to follow the Messenger of Allah, who want to do Amar bil Maruf and Nahi anil Munkar and want to save the people from the fire of hell. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not say, oh, you are a Jewish but you cannot sit in my majlis, I am Prophet of Allah. Or these are my companions. No, he used to sit and come. And he used to listen. So he was in his teens. Prophet went to visit him. His father was on his standing on his side of his head beside the pillow. And he was in death. He was died. Rasulullah would see Angel Israel approaching. So Prophet said to that boy, young man, I am the Messenger of Allah. I say to you, believe that there is no true God, only Allah, and I am the Messenger of Allah. The boy lying on his deathbed looked at his father. His father was here. His father was quiet. For Rasulullah did not say anything to him. He again said to the boy, say la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Then boy looked again at his dad, his father. Then his father gave him permission. And then he said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah. And so on he died. And then Prophet's face was just shining and glittering with light. Because Rasulullah's face illuminated. And he was coming out and happy, saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has saved one soul from fire through me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was very happy. And when Prophet used to smile, it comes in the hadith, that flashes of light used to emanate from his face. Normally his face was illuminated and very nice and radiant. But when he smiled and he was happy, then more actually, this increased the effect of it. So that is why the people cannot understand the way of Awliya Allah, that they derive from the Sunnah, that they, if Hindus come and sit with them, if Christians come and sit with them, if Jewish come, people come and sit with them, they will not actually say to them, come, believe in Islam. This direct approach is not always the requirement of wisdom. Person comes, you teach him something good. He will do good. No matter his non-Muslim. You teach him the dhikr of Allah. Like many awliya Allah, and people said, other ignorant people, oh, they are non-Muslim and look, they are being taught dhikr, what? They are jahil people. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran has mentioned that non-Muslims, people who are non-Muslim, if they do anything good, they get rewarded here in this world. They definitely get rewarded here. There is no reward in the afterlife for them. But if they help someone, if they become behave nicely, morally with someone, assist someone, or do something good, they will catch reward here. So, the Mashaykh says that maybe, but if you teach a person good things and he helps someone and he is non-Muslim, he stays for you year and year. Maybe because of his this good thing he does, that you have taught him, or his, maybe as a reward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses his iman. The greatest reward anyone can get, a kafir can get of his worldly good thing which he does, is iman. So sometimes this, so we don't even encourage, or you can say that people actually that told the non-Muslim, you are completely, you have nothing actually, you know good amal. Yes, from the akhirat point of view, one can say that this is a belief they will not do. But in this world, maybe if you encourage not to come to Islam, firstly to come towards goodness, towards other good things which Islam has taught, and their religion also taught to them. If they do, maybe the reward of it Allah will give them sometime blessings in this world, sometime luxury, sometime enjoyment, and sometime iman as well. کہ ان کی وہ نیکیوں کا اجر اس طرح ملتا ہے کہ ان کے ایمان نصیب ہوگا. تو بندے کو اللہ سے ڈرنا چاہیے. اسی طرح بعض دفعہ گناہوں کا یہ سزا ملتی ہے دنیا میں کہ اس کا ایمان سرد ہو جاتا ہے. سم ٹائم دا سن فل لائف اینڈ بیکمنگ سٹبرن اینڈ نیگلیکٹنگ اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ سم ٹائم اٹ مے ریزلٹ ایز اے پنشمنٹ آف دا ایمان. Although doing sin, the person doesn't become kafir or disbeliever. But sometimes the result of his stubbornness, then actually this can happen. So a person should be fearful for him not to lose iman, and to hope for the non-Muslim and for the other, and they can achieve iman through the righteous acts as well. Because their righteous acts will be rewarded. So if a person comes and sits like that, do it, void it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewarded him with iman. Because he sat in the company of the Messenger of Allah. That is why they said that Mawlana Jalaluddin said, "Yak zamana suhbate ba awliya," that a time period sitting with the righteous people, awliya Allah, are better than 100 years of ibadat and worship. One gets such teaching, one gets such illumination. And what can you say about the majlis of Rasulullah? But yes, people who were sitting there and they willfully did not want to believe, they still didn't want to cry. So one should become sincere with him, self and others. So many of you, I said that I will just mention the Malfuzat of Hazrat Nizamuddin Awliya Rahmatullah Alayhi, or the other Mashayikh of old Selassie Rashti, they say, so know this terminology. They say that when a person travels on the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is called Salik. Salik means traveler. In this terminological word, it means a person who has sat on a path that I want to come close to Allah from today. If he stops there in some way, in the way, he is called Waqa. He has stopped. Station. Many people do. It's like, for example, you are sitting to Kaaba Sharif, let's say that's closeness of Allah. It is. And a person who sets off here very motivated, happily going on Hajj or Umrah or anything, and then finds a place or falls in love with the money, wealth or women in the way or whatever attraction, and he just stops there. He is Hulwaki. Now he should not be confused that I am reached here. Man, that's how many people say. They come to Mashayikh, they come to Awliya Allah, they come to the Sufiya, and they think just being in their majlis, they have reached. No, you are, every one of you and me are on our own journey. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows to which way we have traveled, how much distance we have covered, and where we have stopped now. So if you don't perform the amal and be neglectful when you go away, I cannot help you. You are stationary there. Be there for years and years. You will be there. So it is a very, very important that not to fall into this deception, this dhoka, and this, that a person just becoming a Muslim or becoming actually that he thinks he has reached or becoming actually in any tariq, he has to actually travel according to the rules set. If the founder of the silsila, let's say Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani or Shaykh Bahauddin Naqshband, Hazrat Mujaddid Al-Fisani or if they had to travel all the way by rule, who is me and you? Now you can say we will get out without it. While if someone would have gone, they would have reached. But they also have to go by the rule. That is the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If he bestows on someone, they can actually, he can bless them. So he, if he is, he stops there, whenever he stops doing dhikr, he stops doing the maraqbah or the amal or the, he stops actually the alertness or the sins he was supposed to leave, he stops doing, like for example in this case the sheikh, he is waqf, he is actually stationary. Now this is stationary means that he is stopped. Now worse than that is called raji. Raja means the return. A person who returns. He goes up to London or Turkey, he reaches going to Kaaba, but he's not there only that he's there anymore. He stops, but he starts his journey back. And these are those people that who go back to their previous life and they, whatever they do in home, etc. And that they are not, they are just in the middle, and but not only in the middle, but they are coming back as well. That is why you see many people who stay years and years and they don't achieve anything. Physically, lump of, you can say, flesh and earth is there, but in reality they have not found. Maybe they are in the same position as any other person who never met anything like this person. Because they are in more dangerous position because they tend to think that they have reached or they are going somewhere, but they are not free. Everyone has to travel his own journey. So Raji means actually the person who returns from the home, meaning he was returned to the sinful life. But anyway, and this happens due to laziness and forgetfulness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Hazrat Nizamuddin Awliya Rahmatullah Alayhi and Ulama Shahidi have mentioned seven such levels, which is, they have mentioned and they have explained that a person goes through, and if he goes through them, he is in very dangerous position. The first one they say is I'raz. I'raz. This means turning away. This means that one turns away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning that whatever the amal he was doing, he stops doing it. The prayer he was praying, the good things he was doing, he stops. Suddenly, due to weakfulness, due to laziness. So this becomes, this is the slide, this is the first stage that he has only turned away. Now if he persists on this, and he does not seek a cure. I am not discussing cure today. It is only the level of that laziness and ghafla, I am saying. If he does not seek cure and he is not cured, and he stays away and he doesn't meet his spiritual physician, spiritual guide for here and there, and does not mention, does not consult, or consult, but his consultation is as he has not consulted, because he is not going to do anything. Uska bhi koi fayda nahi. His situation will be like monotony. They were consulting, they were listening to Rasulullah but not getting a help, you can say, a hair-breath nearness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they were kafir, but he will not become kafir, he will be deprived of life. So if he persists on this laziness, but he has stopped his amal and everything, then Mishayikh Mahdhu Allahi al-Islam ibn Awliya rahmatullahi alayhi has said that then it becomes
the state is, I'm going very quickly through it, not just explaining you the terminology, hijab, then it becomes a veil. Then it becomes a veil for him, between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because he has not sold the few, now the zikr, everything, then, and he's indulged in worldly activities as such. It becomes a veil between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Still, if he does not seek the cure for it and does not consult, then they say that it becomes the fasid or separation. That he is now forgetting Allah completely, indulging in to fulfill his lowly desires of his nafs and shaitan and doing all these things, then it becomes separation. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not need him. Me and you are in need. And if we try to turn away, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will turn away. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that in whenever you do dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pays attention to you until you pay attention to him. When you forget and you begin to wander here and roaming here and there, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turns his attention from you. So that dua is not accepted. Not even considered. I explained to you that the acceptance means Allah will consider your dua. But this person even will not be considered at all. Let aside granting that. So if he go to the third stage and he still does not come back and he still does not consult his sheikh or the righteous people that he can improve his condition, and he is head down doing his own things and like a thief coming sometime in the masjid and will recur, and there is a separation in him. Then if that person still does not return, still does not seek a cure for it, then they say it is called salbe mazid. It means confiscation of the extra blessing. This means that when a person became righteous and he was doing good amals and things like this, he had certain blessings bestowed on him, extra blessings. Extra blessings were bestowed on him with his help in his spiritual matters, his physical matters. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was helping him. There was extra blessings on him due to the zikr and the amal he was doing. And they say that the fourth case, salve mazid, confiscation of the extra blessings, the joy which he used, that the any good dreams or any good righteous, any encouragement spiritual he used to receive, it will confiscation of all of the rest of that man described. So he is as he began. Now, this is still the fourth stage, and many people are there. And many people, they do reach this stage. Because they think it's a joke, actually following Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and righteous people, it's just passing time, we are doing it okay, if not, still it's okay. But it is the greatest mistake a person will do. He is dealing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not. A normal person says, if you are actually doing this and that, don't know me, I am actually leader of this area, or I am this gangster, etc. And people become alert. They say, no one should mess down with that person. But they are also people. But here you have your dealings and you are with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person should not show any slackness, any dubious nature, any dual attitude. So the extra blessings were bestowed, no matter that person had a question. That person saw angels, that person saw different things in dreams or visions he had, all of that will be confiscated. And the previous one which he had, the nekya and the status he had reached across on him. So he is as he began, the first day. Still, he does not return. Still he is here. Then they say, the Mashaykh says, then what happens is called salbe qadim. Salbe qadim, which means confiscation of the primary blessing. This means
that before coming to this path, he had some good in him. That's why he changed. For example, he prayed or he did zikr, at least he knew something about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at least he had some love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Islam and everything. He had some blessing when he came here, before coming here. They said then what happened is salbe qadeem, those primary blessings which he had even before coming to the tariq, those also will be confiscated. Those also will be taken away. Due to his unthankfulness. That before he came, whatever good was, he is deprived of that as well. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may save us from reaching this mission, but people do. And then they say that the next stage is tasalli, which means contentment. Not contentment in the positive way. So if he does not seek the cure, if he is not cured, there is cure for it. If one wants to be cured. Then one's heart becomes content with the separation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is happy to be separated from Allah. He does not desire that in my life. And many people used to say, hey, we are happy in our own world. You go your way, we go our way. Don't say anything else. We are happy in our own world. So if they become content, mutmain with their state, this anxiety. Allah SWT says, كُلُّ حِزْمٍ مَّا لَدَيْهِمْ فَرِيُونَ. Every group is happier than what they are. That's the state. Of fire worship is happy worshiping fire. They have separated completely from Allah SWT. And if Allah SWT wills good for someone, then that person might get a chance to return. He has a chance to return, but like I was discussing with Brother Mubeen, that if anyone who turns away from Allah and his blessings and his other amal and other things which he has to do with him, they all get confiscated or matters get dispersed, and this is good for that person, because this will bring him back very soon. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is unhappy with someone, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I was reading the verse as well, reciting it, فَلَمَّا نَسْتُمَا ذُكِرُوا بِهِ. If anyone forgets our guidance, our zikr, our nasiha, فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَكُمْ. We open all doors on him. You want women? You want to fulfill your sexual desire on the expense of the command of Allah? Here, women of the world are free. And whichever girl you want to go, she will go with you. You want money? Here. Woh ko sab kuch Allah par naraaz hoke de rahe hain. The confiscation and the when a person is punished, gradually, little punishment, that is only until the connection is there. Until Allah SWT loves that person's state. And Allah says, فَلَمَّا نَسُوكَ ذُكِّرُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِ بَوَابَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَتَّى إِذَا فَرِحُوا بِهِ. Until he becomes happy, oh, I am doing life very bad. They say there is no sukoon and peace has been in this life, but he is secure, I am very happy. Everyone is looking at me, I have the women who I want, I have the belt, I have the car, I have everything, and this and that. Allah SWT says, حَتَّى إِذَا فَرِهُوا بِمَا هِي بِكُمْ هَرِي أُوتُوا أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْتَةً. Then suddenly we actually grasp it with the severest class. Then no one on the heaven and earth can actually interfere there. فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْلِسُونَ. And then he is astonished, bewildered. In 1 second everything is gone. And he has lost his road anyway. The belief is lost. He has gone from khasir al-dunya wal-akhir, from this world anyway. Allah, I don't want to know you now. وَقِيلَ الْيَوْمَ. On the day we say, نَمْسَاكُمْ. I forgot you today. Come on, نَسِيْتُمْ. Let you forgot me and meet me on this day. That's how these people will end. And the next stage of that even further stage is that due to the contentment, the awliya Allah says, what happens is adawah, the stage of adawah, this is enemies. Now if the person still does not return and he does not cure his laziness, then it gives the rise to enemies. He begins to dislike Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The message, when Allah good things are mentioned, he says, oh, I am not from the, I am creature of darkness. When light is mentioned, when guidance is mentioned, you will see people, they will just go away from you. They are in this stage of adawah. They don't want. You say, well, I am mentioning very good thing to him. He is not responding. Why is it that? It is because of this state of adawah. That here. Then this enmity turns the attribute of the heart and makes him complete evil people. Like these evil shayateen jinnah, if you mention the name of Allah, just mentioning the name of Allah, if they hate it so much, they just actually burst, they want to actually just explode like a bomb. Like just before coming actually, a woman from a very honorable family, Sadat family, she had some disease, a diarrhea from 4 or 5 months. Or something like this, at least, and she was just in the good faith, although we are righteous people with themselves, and we are not even worthy of the dust in their footsteps, the Sadat or the Sayyid Log. But she came as a just as for Barka, that she had a good faith in Kuch Padwa. So, I, in the normal sense, was not thinking anything, I just did recite something and just putting a shawl on her head and further. And suddenly actually these Khabees, Yatin and Jinnat actually, they appeared and they began to roam here and say, but whenever anything they, it's not that they, not the creation of Allah, but if Allah's name is mentioned, it hurts them so much. They don't want to hear. So that is why the Quran or the zikr which is recited, Azan is said, what is in Azan? In the greatness of Allah. And because those shayateen, they are at this stage now, adawa. So they don't like it. And you can come on, it's not only them. You will see a person inviting you towards prayer, oh no, I think he's coming, that person is coming in Allah. Or the Azan comes, and you say, oh, I have to leave right now. Finish. There is a state area. While on the other side, there should be eagerness. The righteous wait for the time of the Hajjah. Eagerly, when it will come. Let them know the closeness of Allah. When the time of prayer will come. It is a meeting with the beloved. And if it is at this stage of adawa or slight, then actually that person, shaitan, so she's shaitan putting forgetfulness and this cause of dislikeness in him, that he does not like good things, he does not. He is like fish out of water. Right. That's why Rasulullah said that the example of hypocrite, munafiq, in masjid is like a bird in a cage. A saintly person said also, the example of the righteous person, mu'min, believer in the mosque, is like fish in water. That's why you see, many people go and they think we don't have nifaq. Nifaq is not that only existed at the time of Rasulullah, it still exists now. And Imam Hassan Basri rahmatullah said, if I knew I don't have nifaq, I would be more happy than spending a mountain of gold in the way of Allah. I would not be so happy. Compared to if I knew I don't have nifaq in Allah. So only Allah SWT is going to tell me on the day of judgment. I am fine. And Imam Hassan Basri is greatly saintly person, and who all many different salasas actually after Salaf has come through him after Hazrat Ali. So when you go in the mosque, you feel like you are in care. You want to go back, and when you are even there, like the bird is thinking about his the independence outside, like the bird thinks about outside. You are thinking, oh, I have to do this now, and now I'm doing this. So spiritually you are still not there when you are even there, like the bird in the tree. And you want to, as soon as the imam, if he recites little bit longer surah, then you are again maybe cursing him in the heart that he has nothing to do, that's why he is doing. While 1-2 minutes will not make difference. On the other hand, the Shia instructs the Imam to pray a light prayer. But I am talking about our tradition as well, how it should be. Or how it is. So if you think, then there is sign of anapa. And if you are fish in water, how happy it is. That is like the moment who is in the zikr of Allah and who is in the mosque. Who has showed that fish in water. He does not like Allah. He does not like with heavy feet he will come out, that I have to tend the bird. Yeah, there, that is also right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and right of people. Heavy heartedness, he comes out. Dil nahi karta us paan. Allah ka dar hai, because there are certain blessings there which is not found anywhere else. So it is obvious that desires and orders against the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this gives rise to adab. He becomes in that. And there's one stage further, which is not to do with tariq, but there's one further stage which is called khatme qulub, the stampingness of the heart. When the hearts are sealed, the sealing of Allah. If a person persists in this stage, his heart sealed. Now the kufr which is in will not go out, and the iman which is outside will not come in. Okay. Now, and he said to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, these people, وَسَوَاءٌ عَلَيْهِمْ أَنذَرْتَهُمْ أَمْ لَمْ تُنذِرْهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. You in remind them or do tabligh to them or do not do tabligh to them. Warn them or not, it is equal to them. خَتَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ. We are sealed there. Because they willfully persisted so much on evil, on these stages which I am saying, true, that their ability to grasp the truth has gone. So they have harmed them. It's not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala really doing khatam, but they have caused the khatam on them, the seal on them. It is just like a person who his digestive system is ruined by taking drugs and other things, and there will be stages to it. But once it's gone, it's completely, even good food will not actually benefit him. His digestive system is gone now. So it's not that the good food is happening or anything, anyone else has done it, but he himself is becoming persistent and using many people. Do sexual experiments and they completely lose their sexual, they are become impotent and they cannot marry, or the women cannot have children due to doing stupid things. It's not that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has caused it. They have caused by doing silly things and evil things, and now they can not marry. So one person, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us, I say, from these stages, and at least may the person in the first stage, he should come back. Or the second. Whenever there is a chance, he should recognize which is his state. The mashayikh can tell. Person can also himself. He studies in detail. I have just mentioned to you the terminology. Not but there are signs, there are cues for each stage, how to come back, etc., etc., etc. A person living in the country, his parents or his mother's sister saying, we want to take you back to marry in Bangladesh, Pakistan, there. And he actually says, phone me, because you don't know, you will never know him. That's why I'm telling you. That tell them, he was so shy, that I have lost my, I cannot actually marry. I cannot actually establish my tradition. Because of not guarding his eyes. He was not by birth actually important or not. But by not guarding his eyes, he said very straightforwardly to me. So, guarding his eyes and doing all things. So, similarly, some people, they play with their spirit and ruh and heart like this, and they become important now. They cannot actually, the iman is nothing, they cannot come to them.
The hearts cannot actually contain them now. That is one of the last ways. And if a person still feels and still actually that he is in any state, and he wants to release some chance from it, for him. Now may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable me and you to understand and save us from his separation and sinful life and shayateen. And these shayateen, as I was saying to you, that they come and in people, but the greatest harm they cause is to you is not hitting on your head, what I should do, it's throwing you from the roof. The greatest harm is when they cause you to do sin. That is their greatest harm. This is slight harm, that they are just disturbing someone mentally or anything. But their existence, they come, I said to them that you are strengthening my iman. And they said, how are we strengthening your iman? I said, because your existence has been told by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we did not know. So now my iman is being feel that you are really there. Firstly, I had iman and ghaib, and now you speak to me. Like Rasulullah said to about the Dajjal, the greatest Dajjal and first evil, that he will cut in two pieces one person. And in the books it comes to Hazrat Khidr alayhi salam. And he will then make him again alive, calling to be alive, join the people. And say, now you believe that I am God, look, I have made you, caused you death and brought you alive. He said that now actually I have more strength and more iman that you are the Dajjal and you are the great shaitan than before even. Because he said that we have heard from Prophet that you'll be able to do this once only, Ameen, and not again. Now try. So the human being Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has honored, وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ, their willpower, their strength is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed, and no shayateen or jinn can stand in their way if they will use their power. Now if the, like Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi says that if, like the lion who was a cub who was somehow mixed in very, when it was baby born with sheep, and it grew up with the sheep. The little lion grew up with the sheep. And because it has always seen sheep, it thought, I am sheep as well. So it was wandering around and eating those things just from the childhood. And the sheep were also affiliated with them and there. And whenever a wolf or anything came to attack the sheep, and the sheep ran, that lion also ran with the sheep, thinking that they are the sheep. So once, that's how our shaitan is not strong. Allah SWT says, وَقَانَ الشَّيْطَانَ أَكَيْدَ الشَّيْطَانَ ضَعِيفًا. The shaitan, makar and his old planning and his deep. It is not weak, strong is only when you actually let him ride your shoulder. Then he will become strong. So it is just like a dog is there, it might not come near you, they fear human beings, snakes. It won't come to attack you as normally. Even animals, they have a certain kind of hesitancy. Even lions will not come near you. Sometimes they do, but normally they. But if a dog is just standing there, and you due to fear, just shoot off by looking at him, you are inviting that even if it's weak, it will just run behind you. Maybe a strong dog then that is there, and you are just sitting there and just moving normally, but it has certain hesitancy, certain. So Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi said that cub who grew up with sheep, it thought, I am also sheep. And it played around with sheep, etc. Once a lion came, and it grew, and again like the sheep began running, and that lion also began running with the sheep. That lion, he says, that so that why is this lion running when I come? He went there, followed them, and he said, no, leave me. Just to example, he brought him to the bank of a river. He says, look, you are like, you are me, you are not sheep, you are like me. Why you are living and running with these sheep? Look in them. So he said, no, no, but when it looked, then he said, yes, I look like you. No, no. So So that is the example of a human being, what Allah Jalla Jalla Rumi says, that you are lion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the sense that you are the throne of, or you can say crown of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if you wandering around with shayateen and doing meanful things and sinful things and lowly things, you become a shaitan or lowly thing, you really are not. So you need a person like that lion to come and to show your own reality to you. That's how you are. That is the potential you have. Allah has made the heavens and earth subservient to you. No jinn, no shaitan, no, nothing can stay in your way. But if you use the power which you have. And if you don't use, then everyone is strong then. Fir har ek banda taqwa hai. Subhanak Allahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Anything you have not understood, which I have said, you want more clarification or any question related to it. You can ask.